Sybil Barber was an observer, aware of the nuances of human foibles. She watched the daily interactions of the town through screens of fine mesh netting that kept flies from trays of soft dark kidneys and livers and the hanging strips of pale rough-sided tripe in the display window. In the waning light, Sybil watched Mature and watched Alastair watching Mature. Further down the street, a shaft of light spilled out as Kelpie Crush held open the door of the bar for Garwayne Evans. Sybil saw Kelpie pick up beer glasses left on the window ledges of the pub and stack them in a precarious pile up his arm. He paused as Mature marched past. Of the many things that Sybil Barber knew about the town of Sidon Rock, one was that Kelpie Crush would not eat the plain, robust meals prepared by Marge Reddle at the Railway and Travellers Hotel, where he was the barman. He, Kelpie, was a tender and gentle cook who subscribed to a French trade magazine for chefs, and he preferred the delicate flesh of veal and lamb, when it was available, to the stronger meat of beef or mutton. "There's something about the meat here that's different," he said to Sybil when he first arrived in town. "A sort of underlying tang that's not there in city meat, and it's a bit tougher." "It's the feed," Sybil said. "The salt bush, and everything here grows tougher than in the city. It has to survive."